Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back, Midday Show, broadcasting live from 94 WIP's Camp Comeback at the NovaCare Complex.
It's our last day here.
It is. Is it a little sad?
Well, it's a little sad because, you know, I get my readers. I ain't going to get no more.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything. By the way, we're driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership for locations. Go to HitchRV.com. We appreciate Hitch RV providing this for us for camp here. I wasn't going to say anything, but you had a Reedus. Well, I was. You had a Swedish fish today?
Yeah, I had one.
Just one,
and then I had green apple.
Okay, because when I went up there to get my Reedus, and I was getting mango anyway, they're out of Swedish fish. So I didn't know.
Is that right? No, I didn't get all the Swedish
fish. I didn't know if it was your fault.
No, it wasn't my fault. I didn't clean them out. But, you know, I do get my fair share of the Reedus. Shout out to Reedus. They take care of us. So, yeah, I got my Reedus.
Well, I'm glad you said something, because the first day we were at camp this summer, they weren't here.
Yeah, and I was distraught.
And since then, they've been here every day.
Yes. They've been consistent, and I appreciate that.
I just want to give you a little more behind the scenes here at camp. So I mentioned Kenny Pickett led the 2-minute drill a few minutes ago.
Yes.
I also got to say, I saw Elliott in action, right? So Elliott Sure Parks charts everything, and they shifted the drill. They were in this 2-minute.
Oh, you saw him take off.
They were in this 2-minute drill where it was like team thing, right? And then they moved like, I don't know, 30 yards back, and they did a thing where they all lined up. I'm not sure what kind of thing they were in there because I couldn't see it. But I know the perspective changed. So Elliott was on one sideline. Hugh, I've never seen Elliott run. He took off. I mean, he was sprinting down the sideline not to miss a pass.
How did he look?
He looked pretty spry.
Spry?
Spry enough. Yeah, I mean, he looked from point A to point B.
But you know what he did? Like, I'm not going to lie, and I like Elliott, but he looked like a little kid running down the sideline, though. He looked like some little 13-year-old. Like, Elliott's not the biggest guy out here. If Elliott, like, say, if they lined all the kids up to catch punts at the end of the end zone, he would be one of them. He would look like one of the children. If you had them all lined up and you just saw the back, he looked like one of the kids because he has his little soccer jersey on.
Who's
today.
Bigger, Elliott or Covey?
I think Covey probably a little bit bigger than Elliott.
He looks tiny.
They're both little. They're both little.
All right, 215-592-9494. Lots to react to on the Phillies last night. Just in another annoying loss. And there's been too many of these. It's the All-Star break. 3-1. The Braves win that game yesterday. I'm not worried about the division. I am concerned about having a top two seed. The Brewers are now tied with the Phillies. The Dodgers are now ahead of the Phillies. It's not trending in the right direction. And the biggest blame for me is the Stars, specifically Bryce Harper. He has been poor since the All-Star break. He needs to wake up for this team. They need to get going here. And there's a lot of blame going around between Topper for some managerial stuff, Dombrowski for not doing more at the deadline. Now, we'll get Austin Hayes back soon. He's on a rehab, so we'll see how much he provides here down the stretch. But Hugh, they need to wake up, and their stars is where it comes down to for me, including not just including, but specifically Bryce Harper.
Yeah, the first 3 went 0 for last night. You can't have that, especially in a game that's 3-1 against a team that has had a lot of injuries, decimated by injuries. And the best hitter last night was with Marcel Ozuna.
And they let Whit Merrifield
in. Whit, that one right there, that's the one that hurt. And Whit had the nerve to act like he was slighted when he was here. That's the crazy part about it. Like, they let me go. And then he said, well, maybe because then he kind of couched it a little bit and said, well, maybe because I wasn't playing well. No, it was definitely because you weren't playing
maybe
well.
Maybe because you stunk, buddy, yeah, for 2 months here in Philadelphia. All right, 215-592-9494. Your thoughts on the Georgia guys. Hope or believe they're going to play well this year. And we're looking for something that made you feel old or makes you feel old to get in the midday show, Fantasy Football League. Hugh in denial about getting old here. Will in the Northeast, we'll see what he's thinking. What's up, Will?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Hey, what's up, Will. Man? What's up?
Oh, man, listen. My thing is, like, let's stop asking Harper about what's going on with the team. Let's ask about what's going on with him, man. Like, I mean, sometimes you got to, even with them type of players, you got to pull them up too, man. Nobody gets a pass right now. Everybody is like, I don't know where they're at right now, man, as far as how they, you know, looking at the game, man. It's like they're not focused on anything. And you know what? One thing I did say, man, and I really believe this played a big part. When we went to London and that, and most of all, that what's the name game? I'm sorry, my mind is so crazy right
what
now.
What game?
The game, you know, where all the top players play.
The All-Star game.
Yeah, the All-Star game.
Yeah, I'm going to put Will on hold. I could hear Marcel talking. A little echo there. The All-Star game. Well, so I'll say this before we get back to Will in a few minutes. You know, the Bryce Harper stuff really started around the All-Star game because it was real, Hugh. He was – when the Dodgers came in here, the story was Bryce or Ohtani for the MVP. All right, I think Kyle was telling me about a conversation you guys had when I was on vacation that week, right? The Dodgers were in. It was like Ohtani or Bryce, and who's the better player, or you build a team around, or whatever it was. But it was a legitimate thing. Like, who's going to win the NL MVP? It's going to be Harper. It's going to be Ohtani. Since then, he's not even in the mix anymore. I mean, right now, you look at the odds to win the MVP, Ohtani is the overwhelming favorite.
Yeah, he fell off a lot.
And Bryce is like 65-1. I mean, he's not even in the mix anymore because the way he's played. Yeah, it's... And that's been the line of demarcation. Remember, he came back for that Dodgers series, and then, right, that was right before the All-Star break. It was the A's after that, and since then, has not been good. Let's put Will back up here. Go ahead, Will.
Oh, yeah, I apologize.
That's all right.
Yeah, man, it just seemed like when that happened, it took the focus off what we really is out to do. You know what I mean? Because it seemed like, even like with Embiid, he was so focused on that MVP that, you know, once he got it, it wasn't the same type of, you know, gameplay from him. So I just hope that these guys figure it out, man. But just like the coach said, it ain't about the start, it's about the finish. So now the start is over. It's time to finish now, man. It's time to tighten up. And whatever's going on in that locker room, whatever the players need to say to one another, let's get it popping again, man. Because let's just the season is counting down, man. You know what I'm saying? So let's tighten up, Philly. You know what I mean?
Let's go.
And I'm not giving up on them. And guess what? I still think we got a great chance. As long as they show the fight, I'm going to keep riding with them. You know what I mean? And I want to say what makes me feel like I'm getting old is, like, when you're in a club or whatever, and you, like, you look like the oldest guy in the club. They'd be like, what you doing here, old head?
Oh, the old head. Well, we appreciate it.
Or if you fall asleep in the club.
That'd be me.
Does that make you feel old?
No. That makes me feel rested when I fall asleep. Since I've been here, I've been out a few times, and I've fallen asleep a few times when I was out, where people ask me, are you okay, sir? Yeah, I'm fine. Because they think, like, normally when you fall asleep.
Do you wake up on your own, or does someone kind of shaking your wake?
Well, like when I went out with Hollis one night, me and him went out, and I fell asleep at the bar. And the guy at the bar was like, are you all right, sir? Because he thought I had one too many.
Now, paint the picture. Is it like your hand, your head's on the bar, head in hands? How do you fall asleep at the bar?
Well,
slouched.
When I fell asleep at the bar when I was with Hollis, I just laid my head on the bar and went to sleep.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Yeah. So you fell asleep at the bar and then got sirred.
Yeah.
I said, are you okay, sir? And that doesn't make you feel
old. It does not make me feel old. That makes me, like, I look at it like this, man. I've earned these gray hairs. And I will, you know, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, just let it be what it is for forever. I mean, it is what it is, man.
I don't think you really have a choice there.
Yeah, the pop-pop's strong.
Yeah, the pop-pop. I've been in places where, you know how when the bill comes and you're trying to, like, this the one that makes me feel, now, this makes me feel old, especially when I don't have my glasses. When they send you the bill
and you can't see it.
You can't see
here. You got to put the glasses on.
So then
you don't want to be that guy that has the bill 2 inches in front of your face.
No, it like one night this happened to me. But my coworker Deidre, she looked at me. She's like, "You can't see the bill?" And I was like, "No."
What do you do?
And she snatched it from me. She wrote it. She said, "It says this that this was you got." And I wrote it. She wrote in for me the tip and the gratuity.
So don't be the guy who's taking the picture of it and then zooming in. Are you doing that?
Oh, I do that all the time.
No.
Now that's an old school move right there.
That's what you call.
That's a guy that needs glasses.
That's what you call a crafty move right there.
That's the new
you
school take a picture. Magnifying glass.
No, listen. It is. You take a picture of the bill, and then you take it, and then you take your phone, and you take the two little fingers, and you pull them apart, and open it up, make it bigger. Yeah, all that. I have no shame in doing that.
You know what we're finding out today? That I don't know if you sometimes feel old. You just might be old.
Oh, no, I'm definitely old. But it's okay. I'm okay with that. And I'm blind. And I'm lying. So, I mean, you know, but I feel like every other person that's old feels.
All right.
You've earned the right to be old.
Can we just keep that audio for next time we're having a debate and I disagree with what you're seeing on the field?
I'm old and I'm blind.
I'm blind. Yeah.
Doesn't help that I'm blind.
I guess we already have one. All right, Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
What's up?
Terrence, what's up, pal?
Man, it's absolutely on the stars. I'm with you, Joe. I feel like the Stars, they're letting Topper down. I feel like Dave Dombrowski let Topper down. They give Topper a 1 year extension.
Yes, 1 year.
Something like that. And I feel like you're top heavy with Stars. I never seen a team where nobody's hitting. The whole team ain't hitting. Like I said, one or two guys aren't hitting, but no one's hitting. And I don't want to see any more dead Topper. I don't want to see no more shitting. You get a hit. You know what, Phillies? You can shimmy when you win the damn World Series. Fucking shimmy. You know, I don't want to see none of that. Because right now, you're in.
Yeah, Terrence, your phone in and out a little bit there. But, I mean, he was bringing up the shimmies that Kyle was annoyed about last week, too, when they're not playing well. You know what they need? They need to start hitting and winning baseball games, and then everything flows from there. The vibes, the chemistry, the shimmy. And then you can
all of that.
And then you can have Topper kind of punt a game here or there because you're you know, all right, you win 8 out of 10. It's not a big deal. They've gotten so far off that. And, Hugh, I don't know the answer to this. We might get them to talk about this sooner than later. You know, I'm sure Topper's going to start to get asked these questions. I wonder how much they're going to prioritize the bye. I wonder if it matters to them because they're not acting like it does. You know, it's like they're acting as if they're just trying to get themselves to October, and then that, you know, we're just trying to get healthy to get there. But if they get there and they don't have a bye, they got to play an extra series. I wonder if it matters to them. Down the stretch of the season, they'll tell us right by their actions. If they back off Wheeler and Noel a little bit to get them ready for October, it means they're not worried about seeding. They're worried about health. But I think the bye matters.
I think they're concerned. I think the biggest thing that has happened is the guys that they thought were going to pull them through this are not doing it. They're not doing it. They're not doing it, Joe. You talk about the top hitters in this order. The thing that jumped out to me during the trade deadline or the lack of moves during the trade deadline is what they went out and got some pitching, and they went out and got, you know, another guy to play an outfield. But for the most part, they were fine with who they had. They were fine with the individuals that they had because they felt like that was enough to get us over the hump. And unfortunately for us, they've been coming up short for us, and that's the problem.
Well,
your big guns have been coming up short for you.
No, they have, and it's been for too long, including Harper, who's just got to get going. I mean, the guy was playing at MVP level in the first half of the season, and it's not been that way since then. I mean, since the All-Star break, it's not been good enough. It's part of the reason they're not scoring enough runs. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. All right, we'll get back to everyone's phone calls here. A lot on the Phillies, the Georgia guys for this Eagles defense and our expectations for them. And, of course, we're spotting the midday show, Fantasy Football League. We'll get back to all that right now, though. Joining us in our Hitch RV, Eagles safety Reed Blankenship. Reed, how you doing, man?
Reed!
What's up?
So, Reed, listen. And I normally don't do this, but since we had a chance to talk to you last year, I got to ask you, man. Like, and we feel like we're family a little bit. I feel like I know you a little bit.
Oh, you're starting with a hard question.
Yeah, I'm starting right out the gate.
What I expected.
So I mean, I know we don't like to look at the past, but like kind of what happened at the end of last year, man. Just a little bit. Just give me a brief synopsis.
You know, obviously it was one of the hardest things that I've been a part of, obviously, as a football player. But, you know, y'all heard it from Kelsey. I'm guessing off of Twitter and stuff. We weren't a tight-knit group towards the end of the year. And, you know, it just happened, you know. But I'm going to fast forward and just – I don't like talking about it. But fast forward to, like, OTA, you know, the first time I walked in, I looked at BG, and you could just feel this positivity, this – I don't know what it was. It was like – everybody's different. Everybody's thinking different. And, you know, it starts from, you know, upstairs and then especially going to us as players in the locker room and how we dealt with it and how we came so far from, you know, that past year. But, man, I feel like we're going in the right direction. And this is one of the tightest-knit groups that I've been a part of. And I can honestly say that, you know, especially in 22, I came in as a rookie. But all these, like, we're doing everything together. You know, when we have breaks in between meetings, like, we're competing and doing ping pong. You know, we're shooting basketball. We're playing, you know, we're playing PlayStation. We're playing NCAA. You know, we're doing everything together. So that's one of the biggest positives that I can think of right now.
So it's safe to say it was a conscious effort going into this season. That, of course, put everything behind you, putting all that behind you and focusing on this year. And speaking of focusing on this year, y'all been out there a little bit longer as far as training camp is concerned. How's that been for you?
Especially today.
Yeah.
Especially today.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting back to football. You know, my first 2 years here has kind of been, I wouldn't say easy, but the easier type of practices that I've ever been a part of, you know, comparing it to college. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're here to play football. And a lot of guys don't get reps in preseason. And we get a lot of reps in practice. And that's what, you know, Vic preaches about. Like, we don't practice enough. But now we're practicing. I was talking to somebody. I feel like we've been in pads every day. You know, and that's huge. That's a big deal. You know, you got to practice how you play. And then, like I said, some guys ain't getting reps, and you just got to go full speed and practice as much as we can. You know, we're not going live, but you got to get these mental reps, you know.
You know what? I hear the enthusiasm in your voice. And I also hear it sounds like you really like what Coach Fangio has brought to the table so far.
Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about that, man, because, you know, he was in Miami before, and, you know, I don't know if you've been reading with the cats down there. They ain't really like him too much.
I mean.
So how do you feel about Coach Fangio?
Yeah, he's an old school guy, and I feel like if you haven't had an old school guy coach you before, then you won't understand him. I've always been coached by those guys that grew up watching, you know, illegal hits, you know, Ray Lewis and all them. And that's what Vic shows us. He shows us, you know, the Ravens, like, getting after it. And, you know, that's what I really like. Like, he doesn't take anything. You know, he's straight up with you. He'll tell you exactly what you did wrong, but at the end of the day, he'll show you how to do it. Like, the job description is clear, and he brought in a great group of guys to coach us, like, positionally, and that's one thing that I really like. Like, if I have, like, an extreme question about, like, a formation or something that just pops in my head in meetings, I can ask that, and they'll have an answer right then and there, you know, before we go to walkthrough. And, you know, it's just little things like that that'll grow, like, allow me to grow as a player and us as a group, you know. So that's what I'm really excited about.
Reed, you mentioned you have 2 years here, and they were totally different for you guys on defense, right? 2022, you go to the Super Bowl. I thought you were a top five-ish defense that whole year, 70 sacks. You're a part of that. And last year you finished 30th in points allowed, like the exact opposite end. How good could this year's defense be? You know, training camp, last full practice at
field, very confident in what his job description is. And, man, I just like seeing him play. You know, even, like, watching some of his practice reps on film, it's like, God, man, like, he's doing, like, what great linebackers should do. Like, he's making plays. Like, he's slipping blocks. He's doing all this. And, And I'm very excited to see where his where he goes from there.
Reed, how about Jalen? We've heard he's had a great camp. And and tell us, were you aware? So today, Darius Slay picked him off early. were you aware,
he was aware
of the interceptionless streak? I mean, it was being talked about here on WIP, like, you know, Cal Ripken Jr., Joe DiMaggio, like all-time kind of stuff here. So did you know he hadn't thrown a pick? And did you guys want to get one today?
Yes. I mean, obviously, that's our attitude going into every practice. We want to get picks. But, you know, Jalen's done a great job. You know, he's done a great job taking care of the football, whether it was taking off scrambling or checkdowns. And that shows a lot. He's grown a lot. You know, he trusts his feet. He trusts his blockers. And at the end of the day, he's getting the ball to his players, especially, you know, Saquon. He's tough to get down in space. And, you know, if he gets the ball in space, he does a lot of dirty work, you know. But he's done a really great job. And I'm glad Slay got him today, obviously, as a defensive player. You know, we got hyped over there. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're all competing. And that's how we're going to get better. So
what do you see when you see this defense? Because obviously you guys kind of know what has been said about the guys over the last couple of weeks. So when you see this defense, what do you see the identity of the defense being this year?
Man, we just want to get back to playing Eagles football. That hard nose, you know, we got the city, you know, cheering us on and all that. But at the end of the day, we want to come into work and get after it. Like, we're done hearing all this stuff about us, like, it's time just to go, just get up and go to work and put the ball down mentality, man. Let's go, you know. And that's what I'm really excited about.
Reed, different role, same role, but different nuances, different this year with Coach Sirianni, right? Kellen Moore's here and kind of more of running the offense, and Coach Sirianni is more of a CEO type. And he talked about maybe kind of poking his head in with different things, not just the offense, even though that's his background. Have you noticed that? Has it felt different what he's doing? Is he in defensive meetings? Or is it still when you are on the practice field, it feels the same to you?
No, he's taking his time to go to every positional group. You know, he wants to understand the whole concept. And that's what you want to see, like, your head coach doing. He's very he's very personal. And, you know, that's what you want to play for, a guy that you know, you talk to, you get to go to his office. The open door policy is what you always hear. And, you know, he's one of those coaches. And if you have any sort of question, like, you can go up to him man to man and ask it. And that's what really separates him from a lot of guys in the league, you know. And I'm glad I'm able to play for him. You know, I'm glad I get to see him every day. And, like I said, walk around and, like I said, if situational, I can ask him about, like, an offensive play if I need to. So I'm really happy that I'm able to play for him like that. So,
Reed, I know the preparation for the Packers probably starts next week, but what kind of challenge are they? You guys didn't play them last year, and they got hot at the end. But if my memory serves, your first pick or an interception, right, you got 2 years ago against Green Bay. How big of a challenge are the Packers in Brazil 2 weeks from Friday?
It's going to be a big challenge. You know, they got a lot of great guys. You know, Jordan Love, he does a great job. He's got a big arm. So we're very excited to go out to Brazil and play them. Obviously, they're going to throw out some things that we haven't seen, that haven't put on film. But at the end of the day, we just got to get back to the basics and just play football.
All right, we got to end with this. And it's, I don't know if the Eagles are doing this on purpose or not, but all the guests we've had at camp here, they're all defensive guys, right? And we know Hugh at one point was a defensive guy. I don't know what's happened to him since. Reed, Hugh tries to tell me now that defense is a luxury, not a necessity. All right, can you tell him defense still matters?
Yeah. Still matter. Well, hold on. This kickoff rule has really showed that the league is an offensive.
He's
world.
Progressive. See, he's progressive. See, the young cat.
They're making your job harder. The young thunder. Field position is going to be like on the 40-yard line.
The young thunder cat gets it. They're making our job hard. Well, they're making his job because I don't play anymore. But they're making his job that much harder for him.
Still matters, though, Reed.
Oh, 100%. We got to keep him off the field. But at the end of the day, percentage wise. The farther you go down the field, obviously the percentage for the score goes up. So it's a challenge, but at the end of the day, hey.
He gets it.
Do you like the new kickoff rule? Like, do you think it's going to be exciting in the game, or is it like.
It's weird to see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's very weird.
It's very weird. It's, like, very it's just weird. Like, what is this? But I don't know. It's going to be a lot of challenges because, I don't know, you can do different things, I feel like, but. It'll be fun to see. It'll be cool to see.
Well, you say that now until they're on the 40 until to start. 40.
No, I tell you. And then not only that, because you know that there are some teams that are cooking up something different.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? They've been in the lab trying to figure out how to counteract
Absolutely.
All
and
this.
That's what Clay, our special teams coordinator, was saying before. Like, everybody's starting on a clean slate. You know, like, everybody's trying to figure out what the best option is to do.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm excited to see what everybody can cook up. You know?
Yeah, 2 weeks from now, we'll see it. Reed Blankenship, Eagle Safety. Reed, we appreciate you hopping on. A great camp here, and obviously good luck this season.
Thank you all.
There he goes. Reed Blankenship, Eagle Safety on the Midday Show. 215-592-9494 is how you hop in. We're live today at Eagles Camp. We'll come back. We'll hit all your phone calls. Elliot's going to join us at 1 to talk about that. The Jalen Hurts interception streak ended.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It today, your phone call, spot in the Fantasy League next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494 live today, 94 WIP's camp comeback at the NovaCare Complex, streamed by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to hitchrv.com. At 1 p.m., Elliot Shurpar is going to join us. We got to get the truth here, because now I've got conflicting information.
It's all over the place, ain't it?
On whether or not he spiked down his notebook when the interception happened. So we'll talk to Elliot when it's all said and done, where he ranks Jalen's training camp in the accomplishments among Eagles quarterbacks ever. So
in the training camp pantheon.
Yeah, I mean, it's up there, all-time stuff. So we'll get Elliot coming on the show at 1 o'clock today for a little stock up, stock down as camp comes to an end there. And before we get back to all your calls on the Phils and, of course, with our spot in the Fantasy Football League here and the Georgia guys. Hugh, I enjoyed the interview that we just did with Reed Blankenship, and I was impressed with a couple things. I was struck with how honest he was about last year when you asked him. They weren't on the same page.
You know, I don't like to bring up the past, but I had to ask.
But you did. But then he spun it to now, and he basically said this is as tight of a group as he's ever been a part of. So, at least in his perspective, it's gone from no one on the same page to they're all together right now.
And it kind of plays into everything that I thought, Joe, and everything that I think that this team could be. Communication is key. I mean, I know you say that's in everything that we do. This team did not communicate well last year. Reed kind of confirmed that for me. There were a lot of times out there on the field, you're looking like, damn, what are they doing? Sounds like they came in with a game plan, and I hate to be – like that. But you remember that old G.I. Joe cartoon when they say knowing is half the battle?
Yes.
It's the truth. If you know what to do, it makes it so much easier to do your job. And I'll say this. We've talked to a lot of defensive players. Reed was the absolute most enthusiastic one that we've talked to the whole time that we've been here.
Mm-hmm.
He was the most forthcoming, you know. And I think part of that is because he's done this with us before. So it was easy for him to talk to us, and I appreciate that from him, because last year was tough, and he alluded to that. He alluded to how tough it was, but he also alluded to how they came in this year with a focus on making sure that whatever it was that happened last year did not happen again. That's why I asked him the question. You notice that, like I said, I don't like to live in the past, but I knew because of the relationship that we have with him that he would probably give us a little bit more than anybody else, and he did. And he came in with the right attitude. He talked about how, you know, this year is better because guys came in with a different mindset, and they knew that they had to be better than they were last year.
I also thought it was interesting. We asked about Vic Fangio, right? And you brought up a fair point that, you know, even though he's had success forever, his last stop, those guys did not speak very highly of him when he left Miami.
Yeah.
And Reed brought up the point that maybe if you haven't had an old school coach, it might rub you the wrong way. But if you've had one, and, you know, he could have been talking about high school or college. I don't know what he was referencing. But, like, you could tell he obviously at some point he had an old school coach, so it doesn't bother him. You know, I hadn't thought about that because sometimes we break this down almost generational. Like, the young guys, they don't like the old school approach.
Yeah.
But if you've been coached like that before, it's probably no big deal. And he made it seem like he's had a coach like Vic somewhere along the line, and so he's used to it.
Well, and this is how I look at it. Like, we've talked about it off the air, the Tua Tagovailoa situation.
And if you missed it a couple days ago, Tua was on the Dan Lebatard show, and he
basically threw Coach Flores under the bus.
Yeah, he basically said he was a bad guy when he coached him because he talked bad to him. Overly hard on him. Yeah.
And my thing is this: now Tua can feel the way that he felt, and Coach Flores, I'm not saying that he was right, but when you think about that Miami situation, there's a lot of moving parts. And if you go back and you know, during revisionist history, if you think about that whole situation, they were trying to get Tom Brady. They were trying to get Tom
and
Brady.
And Deshaun Watson.
Yes, they were trying to get a few other quarterbacks. So that's just not Coach Flores. That was other people in the organization. Those plans just fell through. So I just felt like Tua kind of internalized that probably a little bit too much, and not knowing that this is the nature of the beast. Sometimes, man, it might feel personal because, like, I remember – when I got cut here, it felt personal. But as you grow older and you look back on it, it's not his business. It's business. I understand that it's kind of hard because, you know, especially in professional sports, you always hear that word family being thrown around. I mean, you're family until you can't play anymore. I mean, and that's just the reality of the situation. So, you know, you can't be super sensitive, I don't think, in certain situations. You have to understand that as tough as it is, it's a business. And you can't go that route. And I think Reed understands that. This is a business. And Vic Fangio's job is to make this team better. Vic Fangio's job, his number one job is to make this defense better, not be your best friend.
I also think some guys, they don't accept that maybe they're part of the issue. Maybe,
yeah, they're part of the problem.
Yeah, why is the old school coach yelling at you? Maybe you stunk today.
Yeah.
Right? Like maybe
you need to do better.
Right, exactly. So I had, in my life, I had one boss I would consider, and I think his employees would consider, like, a hard ass, like he was a lot. He was never to me, though, Hugh. And I guess I worked hard, so he was fine. He didn't have any problem with me. Other people I noticed when they weren't working hard, he was a yeller, he was a screamer. Like, it happened to me once, but I never received the brunt of it. And I think it's because he saw I always worked hard. So maybe with Tua or Ree, like, maybe he doesn't.
Who's talking about now?
No one here. It's not a radio.
Because you know, it's funny because when you said all that, I immediately thought of Angelo.
Oh, no. Well, he wasn't boss of mine. He was hard on his coworkers.
Yeah.
Because, no, but that's a good one, yeah.
No, but because...
No, I was referencing something not in radio. Yeah.
No, because when you said it, I remember when I first started doing radio. Now, I would be... Like, Angelo used to always tell me, and he used to say it, and you know how Angelo talks to people. Sometimes he's a little bit rough, but I never took it personal because I knew if he's telling me something, especially about the job that we're doing, that... He's coming from a position of he's trying to make me better.
And because he wants to win.
He's a winner. And that's the one thing that I could remember. I remember vividly about him is that he said, always have an opinion. Always have an opinion or something like that. And he was a little bit of a yeller. But, yeah, I never looked at it. When somebody's yelling and screaming at you, it just you got to take the message. Not so much the other stuff that's going along with it, but the message. And I think that's the most important part.
Well, I think it's something we'll come back to as the season goes on with Vic Fangio. Because here's the deal. He's going to be super honest. If a guy stinks, I figure he's going to tell us or at least allude to it. And we'll see how these young Eagles defenders handle it. My guess is just from talking to Reed, he's going to be fine. He's had a coach before, too, that it was hard, and he dealt with it. So we'll see. But that was certainly interesting. 215-592-90 front off. You can react to the Reed Blankenship interview there. The Phillies. And, of course, your spot, the A spot, could be yours in the Midday Show Fantasy League. We're drafting next Wednesday at Chickie's and Pete's live draft. Hopefully Hugh doesn't fall asleep here. And our Twitter question today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right. Who are you blaming the most for the Philly second half slide? Rob Thompson, the star players, or Dave Dombrowski? It's a runaway here. The star players, 78%.
As it should be.
Rob Thompson getting 17%. Dave Dombrowski only at 5%, skating by. Even though, he did skate by. I mean, that was always skate
listen,
by.
I look at it like this,
he didn't
man.
Do a whole lot at the deadline to move this. Specifically bullpen. He upgraded. But it's not like they added an arm they could use. They really just swapped out two for two. They swapped out Dominguez and Soto.
Yeah, they didn't get any
And
extra.
They got Estevez and Banks, and it's probably better now, but maybe could have used one more guy.
I look at it like this. I got the guys. I got the horses. They just need to perform. And they to that point, they haven't been performing. They have not been performing.
You're right.
No, I saw that water ice they're putting out there. I was –
You getting distracted in here?
Focus, yeah, buddy.
Focus. This is the last day of camp. Go to the whistle.
I'm just saying. They put that water ice out there. Kind of lost my train of thought a little bit. But, yeah, it's like you believed in your guys, and right now they're not performing for you. Like, you gave them 2 days off. And the guy that you needed the most that you thought that was going to respond to the 2 days off, he fell short. For you know what the worst thing that happened to me today was? Well, one of the worst. Well,
they ran out of Swedish fish ice.
They did that. And Howard walks up to me in all his kingdom and said, boy, good thing they gave Bryce Harper those 2 days off.
Oh, Howard.
It's a joke.
So Howard was vindicated?
A joke. He's a fraud.
Yeah. He felt like he said something. I'm like, man, listen. You got to step up in situations like that.
Yeah, anytime Howard feels right, the rest of us feel bad. I mean, that's the way this works here. 215-592-9494. Coming up in 10 minutes, I'll tell you how we're giving away a $50 gift card to Burger King. $50 gift card to Burger King coming up in 10 minutes. Terrence in Springfield. Terrence is back. Hey, Terrence.
Yeah, man, I'm back. Sorry, man. They got me out in Westchester in the boondocks on the truck. But, man, yeah, I was talking about this is totally on the superstars because there's only so much Topper can do. And I was saying, I feel like with only giving Topper 1 year on his contract, I feel like the stars are letting Topper down. And if they finish this year out and they poop the bed the rest of the year, this is like a wasted season for Topper. I feel like I see these guys, they're still doing shimmies. They haven't played good in 2 months, and they want to sit here still doing shimmies. I don't want to see any shimmies. I said they all can shimmy if they win the World Series. Even Topper could do a little shimmy. But I feel like all the stars in this city, I want to see one of these guys. I feel like we have stars, but we don't have no superstars. I want to see Jalen. I want to see Bryce Harper. Or I want to see Bryce Harper and Joel Embiid. I want to see one of these guys. Like, how you want your career to be? You want to be a legendary status? Like, somebody has to take their team by the helm. We saw it with the Eagles, the Sixers last year. You can't trust these guys. And one of these stars, they got to produce. To have all those stars on top of your lineup and no one hitting, to me, is asinine. Like, why? I can see usually a team has, like, one star not hitting, but all of them?
Yeah, well, we have all of them, and it's like, crippled the lineup. Terrence, it has crippled the lineup, and we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Hugh, the thing about Topper and his role in this, look, Bryce Harper's not going anywhere, right? He stinks the rest of the season. He doesn't have a good play. He's here. I mean, he's not going anywhere. Trey Turner's not going anywhere. Topper's the one. If they don't figure this out and they have an early exit in October, there's a real chance Rob Thompson is the one that takes the fall for this, whether or not it's his fault. I mean, that's not even germane to it. That's just what happened, right?
I feel like it all depends on how the collapse happens. I mean, but to your point, yeah. But I think that Dombrowski has some say in that as well.
But he's not going to get fired.
No, he's definitely not going to get fired because, man, only thing I think of when I think about the trade deadline and what they did not do was that they basically said, you know, you guys are trending in the right direction, and you guys are going to be the ones to get it done.
Now, I will say this about the trade deadline, and I agree with Kyle, they could have done more. The jury's still out. I mean, Austin Hayes had only played what? How many games did he play here before he pulled his hamstring? 10?
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's on a rehab assignment. He could be back quickly here, and then we'll see. You know, we'll see. You know, he's got to help. Otherwise, it's not good enough. And Estevez really hasn't had much of a chance. He blew the save Friday. It was his first chance at a home save. They haven't been winning a lot of games, so it's almost like, what is he doing? Like, he's not playing a big role. They still have a chance, those two, to help a lot down the stretch. We'll see if they do. Chuck in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
Chuck.
Yo, Gilio. What's the Gilio?
What's up, man?
Chuck, what are you thinking?
Hey, listen, I got to say this. You can know what to do all day long, but if you have the Pistons to do it, it ain't going to get done. I don't know if Reed Blankenship is the best option at safety. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? But I do think...
All right, before you go on, Chuck, who do you think... So, obviously, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is going to be one of the safeties. Who's the second? Because until Sidney Brown gets healthy, I think Reed's the best option.
No. No, Maddox. Vontae Maddox is the best option to me.
Could be. It could be. But, Chuck, he hasn't played much safety in a while. Like, he did it when he was young. Maybe. I'm open to it, Chuck. I just haven't seen him play it for a while.
Yeah, but he knows how to play it. I mean, I've seen Reed Blankenship play safety. And I ain't impressed. I mean, I'm just saying. The guy, you can know what to do all day long. You can have camaraderie with your team. But if you don't have the Pistons to do it, you're not going to do it. I mean, I know Vontae Maddox can give me the football. I need guys that can turn the football over in that secondary. And you put him next to CJ GJ with the corners we got, now you're saying something.
It's fair. If I had a guess, my guess is Reed's going to start in Brazil, but the lease is short. I mean, if he doesn't play well, they'll take him off the field.
Yeah.
I would hope so. I just want to put the best players possible on that defense out there to maximize our chances of being a good defense. I think the defense is going to be pretty solid once the season goes on. At the beginning of the year, you're not going to see it as much. But once these guys gel and they're out there barring injury, I think that they can get better and better and better as the weeks go on. And that's my opinion about the defense. Those guys are going to show up, those Georgia guys. They weren't just good in college. You know, Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, N'Kobe. I like what I'm hearing about N'Kobe. Those guys are going to show up. You know, if they show up, then you're talking about an all-world season this year because the offense is going to be lights out this year. So that
it would change their ceiling. Yeah, then we can start thinking about 12, 13, and those kind of win totals. All right, Chuck, what do you think about Bryce? What do you got,
man? Bryce, I blame Bryce. I blame Bryce Harper. I do because I always say. This team, the Phillies go where Bryce Harper go. And I don't say that because I got lips. And if I can say when a team is doing good, I can say it when they're doing bad. This team goes where Bryce Harper goes. And if they want to reach the level of success that we think they can reach, if Bryce ain't performing, they ain't going nowhere. Simple as that. He is the heartbeat of this team. We need him to start performing like an MVP like he was at the beginning of the year. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if the contract is bothering. I don't know if he's injured. I don't know what the case may be. But I need for him to start showing up for the Phillies to get back on track. I think they're done. But if he show up and he shows being the player that we need him to be and we know he can be and carry this team, then the team will follow suit. They go where Bryce Harper goes. He goes in the dumps, the Phillies go in the dump. It's simple as that.
It is. Go back to last year in the playoffs, Chuck. They win game one in Atlanta. They lose game two when he gets thrown out on the bases. And what happens in game three? He hits the bombs. He stares down Arcia. And that's it. The Braves were finished and the Phillies were rolling.
They were done. You know what I mean? Bad them at the bank. That carries them. You know, it's so many moments that Bryce has to show you that this team goes where he goes. I know you say Schwarber's the leader. That's fine. You know what I mean? He could be the leader. But the best player on this team is Bryce Harper.
He is. We agree on that.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, and they need him. All right, Chuck, what do you got? What makes you feel old?
Well, when I watch Trot Jr. out there, when I watch Marvin Harrison Jr., I watch their fathers play, and they were some of my favorite players. And then when I see their sons in the league, it makes me feel like I'm a little bit old. You know, I mean,
Chuck, that's a good one.
That's a real good one.
I feel that a lot. Chuck, we appreciate that. That's a good one. Hugh, I'm at the point now where I watch the full careers of players, and now their sons are stars.
Yeah.
Like baseball, Vladimir Guerrero, right? He was one of my favorite players. I watched his whole career, and now his son is in his prime, like MVP kind of player.
Yeah. I mean, that is something that's sobering because I remember when our kids, Trot's kids and my kids, we were running around the track. And I just remember them being little boys doing it. And now you see him a grown-ass man wearing his father's number. Yeah, that is something that when you look at it, you'd be like, yeah, that does make you feel old.
Do you know what else is about to come? And this is probably going to make people feel really old. We're about to have a third generation. Now, it's not quite father-son, but he's at Texas, Arch Manning.
Yes.
So that would be a third generation. Yes. Right? It's the dad, his sons, and then a grandson of Arch, different brother.
And you know what's funny? I was looking I was just looking. As a matter of fact, it just came across my my social media page. A lot of guys, like Donald Driver's son, is playing in college now. It's a lot. It's another wave of young NFL players that I play with whose sons are getting ready to go to college and play college football and things of that nature, man. It's just like, wow.
Well, I mean, Deion coaches his own son
yeah.
in college football.
Yeah, it's just wild to see how that is being a thing now. Like, the kids that are following their father's footsteps, that's crazy.
Yeah, and I don't – Hugh, I mean, I don't know if it's because they've had better access to training because, obviously, their fathers had resources. They're good, too, right? Yeah. Like, I know the Bronny thing is kind of funny to people, and Kyle flipped out about it for a week back in the spring.
What's that, nepotism?
Yeah, he's not – that was nepotism, and he's not very good. But most of these guys are good. Like, they're legitimate players, you know, whether it be the genes or the training they got. All right, let's grab Fabian, who's in Miami. What's up, Fabian?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Fabian. What are you feeling?
Yeah, man. Just real quick, just hearing you guys talk, I mean, just what makes you feel old, man, just hearing all these people complain about Vic Fangio, like how he's hard and this and this and that. That's what's wrong with the newer generation, man. You can't even be tough on nobody anymore without somebody crying.
And that was when we were younger, Fabian. That, I mean, if you weren't a grumpy –
You cussed out and called a weenie all the time.
If you weren't a grumpy defensive coordinator,
what were you?
Yeah, they were all grumpy.
Yeah, and Hugh, what's wrong with you people, Hugh?
What do you mean? What did I do? I didn't even say you people today.
You people a lot of times.
Since when can I not call my 4-year Pop Warner career a career?
No,
tell him, Fabian.
Wait a minute.
He had a career.
Wait a minute. I apologize for that. It was just the way that he said it. I just needed clarity.
Not everyone had 80 sacks in the league. I made the intramural all-star team at DeSales University, and I still have my T-shirt. Thank you.
My bad. I did not mean it. I know it sounded bad the way I made it sound. I did not mean
he
it that
He laughed
way.
At us, Fabian.
I did not
he
mean
laughed
it that way.
At us.
Fabian, I'm working on my delivery. I'm working on my poker face. That wasn't good on my part.
You got a lot of work to do.
I did not know.
You better believe my kids going to hear about my glory days, man.
No, my bad. Man, I apologize to anybody that plays sports on any level. I didn't mean it that way, but it was just – I just found it kind of funny when they said career. I just did. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, and the Georgia boys, man, I think they're gonna have a big step this year. Like, I mean, like you guys were saying, Fletcher Cox is not here. Hassan Reddick's not here. These guys have no choice but to step up. You know, they're Jordan Davis, he's coming into year three. You know, he's lost some weight. Like you said, if he can keep it off, I think he can have a big step this year. I think he's got more experience, and he needed a guy like Vic Fangio to put, you know, not to baby him and just to push him and let
push
him know.
Push him a little bit,
yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? And for Jalen Carter, I mean, the dude's a beast, man. I just think he's like a, you know, once in a generation of talent. He definitely will show it. And as far as Nolan Smith, I like Nolan, man. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm rooting for the guy a lot. Like, I really want him to do good. But I just feel like I don't think he has that grown man strength yet, Hugh.
Yeah.
When you Nolan. See him out there on the
– Yeah, he did. Yeah, like, he did bulk up, Hugh. He did upper body.
He did. But you know what it is with Nolan? He basically is he needs to control his body better to me, man. It's just like sometimes he's out there like a – what's it called? A baby deer?
Like a chicken with his head cut off.
Like a little baby deer.
Yeah.
Running around with his little legs and stuff, like getting bounced around like a little pinball machine. You need to do better, a little bit better.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, and then N'Kobe Dean, I think, man, like, anybody can have a good training camp, you know what I mean? I mean, but I just feel like he needs to show it, and I think he will, honestly. I think he, you know, with that injury that set him back last year, I think that played took a big toll on his mental.
Oh, I'm sure. And with him, it's always health. Fabian, we appreciate the phone call. Thank you for putting Hugh in his place about all that stuff. All right. We got Elliot coming up next.
You got a kick out of that.
Well, yeah, because you, I mean,
I didn't mean
all
it.
Of
I,
us.
I didn't mean
you insulted
kind.
The glory years.
I didn't,
for so
I didn't,
many.
I didn't mean it.
I know you did. All right. Camp Comeback Stock Watch Text. Elliot's going to join us for a special edition of that as camp comes to an end, as did Jalen Hurts' interception streak. We'll let you hear what Darius Slay had to say about, you know, kind of baiting Jalen into an interception. Your calls to Phillies and what makes you realize you're getting old for a spot in our fantasy. Plus, we got the $50 gift card to Burger King right now. Embrace the heat this summer with the all-new fire menu now available for a limited time at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants. All right, caller number 4 right now, 215-988-1258. That's caller number 4, 215-988-1258. Wins a $50 gift card to Burger King. Elliot next and all your calls on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Do y'all remember when I got that special care package from my friends at Hatfield with their new Southwest Season Tenderloin flavor? Well, I got some good news for all of y'all. It's now available in your neighborhood Acme. Hatfield Southwest Season Marinated Tenderloin boasts a bold flavor profile with just a hint of heat that brings a vibrant Southwestern kick to every bite. I'm speaking to the grill masters now. It's time to elevate your grilling game. Visit simplyhatfield.com and find your flavor. Find your flavor today with Hatfield.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.